Thank you, Worship Team. Coordinated stripes today, I could see. Or not. It's really good today to see the regular people at church, but also people who we don't see so often. So welcome, Reed, welcome back to you. And Eric's family, Cherry and Christian, it's really good to see you back. Thanks. All right, welcome back. This is a time for testimonies, to praise God, and also if you want us to pray together as a body, we'll be glad to do that. So if anyone would like to come up and testify. Please do. Yeah, please come up.
It's really good to be back here. And just going to the Japanese worship service this morning and being back here during the song service here, at lunchtime, I got to be with a small group and listen to them. And I see a lot of great things going on here. And it makes me very happy. So, we have missed you guys. And it's good to see you again. That's all.
Hello, I'm Art. God is good
all the time.
Man, living in the country is good. You guys need to come out. Keep saying you're going to come out, and you haven't come out. Micah is up and down. He's made a lot of progress, and then he seems to be scared to take next steps. So we're not sure what to do, because he really doesn't like to be told what to do. So if I tell him what to do, we don't have a happy house. But he also doesn't want to go get out of bed. And so if he doesn't get out of bed till 2 or 3, that's not helpful to him. And he's got a lot of ideas. He's got a lot of things he says. I'm going to do this. I want to do that. And he never does. And if I hold it to him, if I hold him accountable to those things, he gets angry. Because now you're forcing me. I don't know what to do. I've had a conversation. I said, your thoughts don't matter, and your words don't matter. Only thing that matters is what you do. So let's evaluate your days by what you do every day. And I said, when you get out of bed at 2 o'clock, I think that's probably not a good day, you know. But when you get out and you help a neighbor, or you take care of the baby, or you do something, that's probably a good day. So we don't know what to do, because it's not okay to sleep all day, and he's got to do something. and I want him. You can ask.
Is he staying awake all night?
I don't know.
He goes to bed at what time?
I don't know.
He goes to bed a little bit late. Sometimes he has to
go to bed. We don't know. We don't know. We have no idea. He can get up at 8. It's not a question of he's tired. He doesn't want to get out of bed. It's not a question of he's so tired he can't get out of bed. So he's not working at all. We ask him to do the small things, and he goes, everyone always tells me what to do with the small things. I don't want to be told. I said, great, do some big things. Just tell me what you want to do, and let's do big things. Plan your week out. So we're not really sure how to help him best. Because we can set it up to be rigid, and then things get done, but then there's not an attitude of love and reciprocity, which, you know, we want to love him, not put him through the ringer. But we also don't want him to backtrack, you know. And he's made a lot of progress. Overall, it's good. But now we're at the point where it's like, because since he's been here, he's always said, I'm going to go to Osaka. And we say, great, when are you leaving? How are you going to get there? Here's bus money, you know, take it. So there's always been this, there's never been a commitment to stay at our place, and there's never been a commitment to ask for help. So it's always been this, like, you don't want help, you don't want to be here, you have plans to move soon, but you can't move at all, so what do we do? So we'll have to have that conversation probably tonight. My lovely wife is very empathetic, which is great, because I'm not. And she'll be able to be kind, because I'm impatient, and I want to confess, I want power to change Micah, you know. I want to be able to change him. I can't change anyone, man. I've learned I can't bring people to God, but I still feel like I know I can't bring people salvation, but I still feel like sometimes I can fix them, and I can't. So please pray for my humility, and please pray that we'll be able to give this all over to God. And God's really good all the time, yes. I've just been thinking about how to connect on a spiritual level with God, more than just on a intellectual level, on a knowledge level. Living in the country helps, connecting with nature helps. But I've been really thinking about kind of like the nature of consciousness and the spiritual world, and how do we tap into that. And I had deep conversation with my best friend from grade school, and I was telling him all this, and he says, you know, you should talk to Jeff, his brother. He's got like a master's degree in Buddhism, and he does all this wellness stuff. And I'm not changing to be a Buddhist, but he is doing a 30-day mindful meditation course. And so I'm doing that along with him. And so instead of just thinking about the power of nature, the power of my breath, when I breathe in, I say, you know, Jesus created everything, everything created through Christ. So I have my little Christian mantra that I go along with, and I've been meditating every day for the last 4 days, and it's been very helpful. Jesus was in the desert for 40 days and 40 nights. He wasn't praying for 40 days and 40 nights. No one can do that. Maybe Jesus could. But I think he was meditating as well. And he was just focusing on God's goodness and God's creation. And Kevin's rolling his eyes. But Kevin, meditation can be holy. There were the desert fathers. The desert fathers. You met the desert fathers? I bet you did. He does meditate. But anyway, God just keeps bringing back. Oh, and then I talked to my friend right after that, my best friend from college, and he's had drinking problems, and he says, I've been doing this two-bell meditation. So both of my best friends offered, here's some meditation to do, and here's some meditation to do. And then God's also been speaking silence into my life. The philosophy that I'm looking at and all this stuff is about the importance of silence. And so I've been going out at night, and the frogs are wailing away, and the stars are out, and I sit there at the table, and I have 10 or 12 minutes where I just breathe, and I'm just alone to settle my mind, and it's been great. And so, don't get caught up in the Christian life in general is very mysterious, magical, and wonderful, and the Christian life is even more so. So, if you don't have a sense of awe and wonder in your faith, you should look for some, because it's there, and it's very crazy, the relationship that God has with us, what he created for us in this world is just so unimaginably wonderful. But, you know, we're like fish in water, right? Like, water's just there, right? Existence is just, I talk to non-believers, and they say, this is just here, man. This just happened, you know? No awe, no wonder. But in the Bible, it says you can't deny that there's a God, because you can see his creation everywhere, unless you live in the city. So come on out to the country. Get some God in you.
Hi, my name's Darcy. I just wanted to give kind of a picture of what Art was kind of sharing about Micah, who's staying with us. Like, we were going for a walk with him and some of our friends, and we get partially down the hill, and then, like, Micah just stops. Just, like, kind of almost sits on the ground there, just stops, and we're like, get a little head, and we're like, you coming, man? You okay? And he's like, meh. And we're like, do we go back? Do we wait? Do we just keep walking? This is just the loop by our house. It's not like some, like, you know, remote place where a bear's going to eat him or something. But so I'm like, I think we, and Art's like, I think we just keep walking. And Art was sharing, just as he kind of did, like, you know, he wants to fix people. And I'm, especially the people closest to him and in his house. And we just prayed. And I'm just like, my favorite prayer in my marriage with Art has been, God, you deal with him. And I'm like, I think that needs to be our common prayer with Micah. You know, God, you deal with him. He is your kid, and you love him. So just really want I'd love for the church to kind of share in that prayer. Like, we don't know what to do. Like, Art said that a lot of times. I'm like, that's great. All the progress that he's made has had very little to do with us. And we have seen him take, like, two steps forward, one step back. But then lately it's been, like, two steps forward, one and a half steps back. So I think he's getting confronted. And I really pray that that's going to be really good for him. But God's going to deal with him. I just wanted to praise the Lord, too. We had a little first birthday celebration party for Yua yesterday at our house. We had some of our neighbors come over, and her Sunday uncle and her Sunday aunt, Makiko-san, came as well with Fernando, and Aya-chan came from the Japanese service, and it wasn't so big a group, but it was perfect. And we learned that our neighbor, who was 83 yesterday, his birthday is today, and he was at the party, and we had these three little cakes, and so one was his, and Micah's birthday's on Tuesday, and one we'd planned for be Micah's, and then there's one little, like, baby kind of cake without lots of sugar for Yua, but it was perfect. We could celebrate, and our neighbor was, like, so visibly delighted. Like he and our other neighbor, who's probably in her 70s, like, they stayed for a long time, and Art's showing them around, like, what we're doing with the loft, what we're doing with the reform for the guest house that any of you can come and use when it's done at the end of May. But they're seeing all this, and our neighbor, who turned 84 today, he actually was born in our house. He was a child of that family, but the neighbors didn't have a child, so he was adopted by that family years ago. But so he has a very big connection to this house, and he just was saying, oh. Like, you know, they'd be so pleased to see what you're doing with the house, so pleased to see what you're doing here. It was just such a blessing for us to hear that from him, but just to see his delighted face, and, like, it was just really awesome. I just want to praise God for the people we've met in Owasa and for our neighbors, and just really love to ask for your prayer for Komachi-san's salvation, our neighbor turned 84, and Omachi-san, our other neighbor, who's older. She is older as well. But, like, their hearts are, like, just beautiful, right? But they don't know Jesus. But they've seen the creation of God, and they've lived in it their whole lives, and they've tended it, and they've made it more beautiful, and they have joy in their faces. And I just feel like, can they get there and before they die? So I love prayer for them. Komachi and Omachi. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Praise God for a super golden week. Had a good week of holiday after 2 weeks straight, no breaks. Sometimes I work 14 days straight or 21 days straight, and this time it was 14. But it was good because we had a full week of rest. So praise God for that. Celebrated. What do you call it? Oh, a wedding anniversary. Yeah, we celebrated 13 years, and that was good. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Naomi is at home now with the babies. The babies are okay. Kenzo, we went to a soccer game a couple days ago, and Kenzo had heat exhaustion. So he's some headache and a little fever. He had 37-degree fever today. So just pray for him, for his recovery. He's doing well. He's just sitting at home reading some books. One more prayer. Mark's brother-in-law, some of you know, in Singapore, was in a motorcycle accident, had some brain damage, went through ICU, had emergency surgery, but he's out of ICU and he's recovering now, but they're in need of some money, so medical costs. So we'd like to just inform you that we'd like to take up a special collection for Mark's brother-in-law. Please be in prayer about it, and maybe next week Pastor Kevin and I are going to consult Pastor Hiroshi about this idea, and however you want to help out, just seek the Lord, and then also we'll do what we can to cooperate or just work together. So anyways, that's the prayer request. God bless you. Happy Sunday.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm Cherry. thank you for your prayers for Christian, because he is doing good at school, and this year he will be grade 8 already. Thank you so much. And I will give a little update with our lives. last three months, I am diagnosed with hypertension. And maybe because of so many stored fats. Because last December, I've gained a lot of weight, so 67 kilos. So, yeah. That's why I need to have diet for 3 months. And then, now, 59. So, for 3 months. And I need to have a laboratory again for blood checkup. Because before I have diagnosed with hypertension, my inner self, maybe God told me to have laboratory test. So I found out that my uric acid, triglycerides, and LDL, bad cholesterol, is a little bit high. So, yeah, because of... So, that's why, maybe because of nervous, I feel palpitation. So, I need to go to the doctor to check why is it. Because... you know, I am afraid with doctors. So I don't usually go to the doctors to have checkup. So when the doctor told me that your BP is 205 over 100, over 105, so yeah. Yes, it is. And then the doctor told me to relax for 1 hour, and then BP again. It downs to 160 over 95. Yeah. And then to 140 over 90. So the doctor told me to have the hypertension maintenance, but I am afraid. So that's why I did not take the maintenance. So I have the diet first, and then afterwards, maybe when we will be going home to the Philippines on May, check again. And then if my blood pressure is still 140 above, and then maybe I will take the maintenance for hypertension. So, medication. So I need your prayers. Thank you.
I'm gonna take the advice of Cherilyn to take diet too, because I'm also scared of doctors. Yeah, okay, thank you very much for your prayers for my son. Just an update, his visa is already on the way, and I have rebooked his ticket already. So he will be coming by May 19th. So he will have about 2 weeks to stay with me and enjoy Hiroshima, because he already had a list of where he wants to go again. He wants to visit Genbakudo, Miyajima, Itsukushima, and all the areas in Hiroshima. He really missed Hiroshima. And I asked him, did you miss me? He just smiled. He just smiled. Well, anyway, the one good thing about him is that he passed all his subjects. Yeah, praise God. And the last time I told you that his most difficult subject was Filipino, and it is the highest. He has the highest grade in Filipino among the other subjects that he had. Yeah, Filipino language. So I was so surprised. It was the most difficult for him, but it was the highest grade. So he was just laughing, and he said, I don't know, I know what happened. But it's just maybe it's a miracle that God really gave you like the time to endure, like the stage. At the first stage of having the lessons, he said he didn't understand anything at all. But maybe the teachers are very gracious and understanding. So they gave him maybe lower than the other requirements. Maybe lower than the others. So yeah, it's a very good feeling for him to know that he passed all his subjects, knowing that it's his first time to really be exposed in a medium of instruction that is all English. So thank you very much also for praying for him.